What's up, people? Welcome back to the download. Happy Halloween.
Yup.
You dressing up tonight, Mike?
Tonight, probably not, because I have a lot of stuff to do. I got homework to finish. And then I also have a Black Table Talk, which is a part of BSU, another event that we have tonight from 6:30 to whenever. But besides that, I know there's probably going to be, like, Halloween parties and stuff.
No Soulja Boy?
Nah, I was Soulja Boy yesterday. Hopefully y'all can see. It's on the gram. MIK3YY.M. I was Soulja Boy.
The pics was tough. Yeah, I'm probably going to be... I got a Jason mask. My brother going to pull up. He probably going to get the same mask. We gonna try to see what the party's like tonight. Just drink responsibly, everyone, if you're 21 and older.
Not for real, because I know, like, everybody enjoys, like, Halloween time, which is, to me, I just think it's weird that it's on November 1st this year. I really wish that Halloween was on, like, a weekend to where we can actually enjoy Halloween. It feel like everybody already getting ready for Thanksgiving and stuff like that. Dang near Christmas.
Yeah, it feel weird.
But anyways, guys, we have a special guest arriving right now.
Right now? So I don't see her.
It's about that time. So today, we have a special guest from the girls' basketball team. What's your name?
Mae Dozier.
Yo, so how are you doing?
One and only.
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good as well. You know, just
pretty good.
You know, I'm your practice player. Been breaking y'all ankles, doing y'all dirty.
Come on, man.
You fuck with us as practice players?
Y'all cool. I like y'all because y'all push us. Y'all don't be BS. Yeah.
Robin be getting on us about the defense sometimes. Go a little harder.
Yeah, sometimes, but y'all cool.
So I got some questions for you. You know, I want to hear, like, the life of a basketball player. You know what I'm saying? I know we talk about sports on here, but it's only better to hear it from an actual, you know, athlete. So one of the first questions I want to ask you is, how do you balance practice and, you know, other commitments like school and, you know, just your personal life?
I would say, one, with a calendar, of course. Like, Google Calendar helps you plan ahead, see what's already scheduled for you. Which works out with your classes anyways. And then the free time you have, it's just all about discipline. You're going to get in and study. You're going to find time to eat. So you got to find time to do other things that you know, feel good to you. So,
what's your major?
Sociology.
Okay. I like that.
You don't got one of them school planners that they be handing out?
See, I start with it, but then, like, after the first few weeks, it's wraps. I ain't keeping up with that.
I do the same thing. Like, I use it for the first week.
I already know Mike don't be using that.
Chill. I don't, though. But, yeah, I like that, though. That's good. So, you know, everybody has, like, pregame rituals or, like, stuff they just do to prepare for games. How do you mentally prepare for a big game?
First of all, you come in ready to play. You have to have a good preparation for it. So, if walkthrough is good, then that, for starters, is letting me know that it's going to be a good game. Come in, I don't really talk much. I go do my treatment or whatever, activation, music on, and I'm just kind of in my zone from there. I go stretch more on the court, get some form shooting in, and take off from there.
So I heard you said music.
Now she got that new Lil Uzi to listen to.
Bro, don't, no, no, no.
What you blasting before a game?
YB.
What's your favorite YB song? Right now. You turn.
Next.
Is that the song you're saying,
like,
next?
Song. It's called Next.
Called Next.
YB. Mm.
Yeah. Y'all go listen if y'all like YB. I like that. What inspired you to start playing basketball in the first place? And especially even at the college level, what got you there?
Basketball in general, my brothers. Mm. Like, you know, elementary is when they had co-ed. So whatever my brothers did, I wanted to do. So from there, it was just like, they playing, I want to play. Middle school is kind of hard because now I got to play with the girls. And I'm like, what happened to playing with the boys? But from then, it kind of just took off. You know, you have a natural talent. Got to work on your skills, obviously. But college-wise, I would say my older brother now, who's in college as well, just he's motivation for me as well.
All right, next question. Well, before that, it's Halloween. Are you dressing up?
No.
You stand at the house tonight?
I am. I'm inside tonight.
That's exactly what I said. Hey,
that's,
we got here.
That's what an athlete's supposed to do.
Right?
I'm standing in the crib.
Okay, next question. What are your long-term goals in basketball, and what are you doing to achieve them? You done after college, or?
See, it's hard to walk away from the game not satisfied.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, you know, you're not going to win championships everywhere. Like, that's not realistic. I just want to leave an impact wherever I end up, like, leaving off. Like, if I graduate from here, I want to leave an impact here. But, like, a good one. You feel me? Yep. Not saying I want to break records or anything, but, you know, I just want to have, like, a good rep with my name. Long term, though, I really want to coach. So, like, whether I'm done with basketball, I still want to be a part of basketball.
I can see you being a good coach, too. Like, I see you on the court. You have good communication skills, so I can see you playing that role.
I appreciate that.
Oh. You were juniors, right?
Yeah, junior.
So, you got
two more years.
Yep, two more years. Well, the rest of this year and the next year. So, yep, that's that's good. Here's a good one. So, what do you think is the most important quality of a teammate? And that could be in yourself or just in general.
For me personally, the type of teammate I need is an honest teammate. So, like, not trying to tell me what I want to hear, but, like, what I need to hear, but then also being understanding of the kind of person I am. You know, people take things different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And a good teammate in general, just good communication skills and being able to work with people regardless of, like, different cultural backgrounds and different backgrounds in general. Like, you have to be open and able to work with all types of people, so.
Bars. Yeah. Like that.
All right, so next question. These are some good questions, Mike.
Thank you.
You wrote some good ones.
Facts.
All right. What's the biggest challenge you faced in your basketball career, and how did you overcome it?
Any point in my career?
Any point in your career?
Dang. Okay, high school, I had 3 coaching changes in 4 years.
Dang.
And I did not get along well with the coach I had my sophomore and junior year. Mm. And I wasn't sure what the issue was. And, you know, it's up for debate what the issue was. But it was just hard because me being so young and trying to impress people, I wish I would have stayed true to myself then. That's what I would tell my younger self. Mm. And more recent, I would say injuries is a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
Regardless, like ankle, knee, any of that. That surgery, the knee surgery I had was very tough.
And you had knee surgery?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, yeah.
Does that, like, take a mental toll on you?
Oh, definitely. Mm. It makes you a whole new player because that move you did, you're not going to want to step the same way. You're going to be very, what's the word?
Precautious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No more dunking.
Yeah.
You know me trying to slap things off the backboard. Pause.
Yeah. Pause. No diddy.
But no, I agree with you because, I mean, I played in high school and, like, I rolled my ankle almost every other game because I didn't like wearing ankle braces. And then it got so
hard-headed.
No, literally, because I would take it off. But it got to a point where, like, there were certain moves I didn't want to do. I didn't want to Euro step because I knew I could probably step, roll my ankle and stuff like that. So it really makes you think differently of how you play and, like, yeah.
Especially the knee injuries because all throughout high school, my knees were horrible. I didn't get my first dunk till, like, after senior year. And I was, like, I was scared to jump because, like, I'm like, why are my knees hurting how they used to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he be trying to dunk on people in practice.
Yeah, you be smoking them, too.
Dude, nobody just seen that today. I'm wide open in the corner. He does a little jab and tries to dunk.
My knee was hurting.
Maggie. I'm like, bro.
When you left, I threw one down.
Lucas is irritating. Like, you going to rip drive and you see one of us stepping up help side, you going to dunk it. Like,
now, what female basketball player
coming
off a drive? Ain't
no girl ready dunk on me in the game, bro. That be.
What's her name? She's like, slow it down. Don't do that. She whispered in my ear. The assistant, what's her name? Molly?
Molly?
Yeah.
Or Coach Anna?
I'm like, Which one? The short?
Molly. Yeah.
She had like a black on. Like
Mawa.
Oh, yeah. So I know you said something about something you would say to your younger self. But right now, what advice would you give to younger girls who want to get into basketball?
Keep going. It don't matter where you're from. Keep going. People going to try to steer you away. They're going to try to bring you down. Keep going.
Because
you're your biggest enemy at the end of the day. So
never back down. Never what?
Come on, Lucas.
Never give up.
That's real. That's real.
Yes, sir.
Who are your biggest influences on and off the court?
Professional, Asia Wilson, number one. But like personal, my brother, for sure. He, healthy competition, of course, but seeing him go and hooping and, you know, just having fun. He got the confidence I aspire to have. I mean, he's humble and he's good, so.
Real.
He older than you?
He's a year older.
Okay.
Oh, so he a senior right now?
Senior in class, junior on court.
Okay, okay. Yo. That's tough. I like that. That is nice. How do you stay motivated during tough times, especially like after a loss?
That's hard because I be so hard on myself. Understanding that regardless of what the outcome is, that people are going to look at me, you know? Like, I'm going to always have that influential role, good, the bad, the ugly. So I really got to watch what I do and watch the things I say. So bouncing back is super important, super critical to me because one wrong move, you know, it's weighing heavy on everybody, so.
Okay. So I think this might be the last question on here.
Mm-hmm.
What part of your game have you worked the hardest to improve and why?
I would say, well, it's kind of twofold. Shooting always came natural a little bit, you know, but you always got to put that work in. And I would say being aggressive and using my size to my advantage. So, like, putting on that weight, good weight, good moves, good footwork, you know, which that is still a work in progress. But using my ability to be on the perimeter and inside. So, say both those sides of the game.
I got a couple more, but the first one, let's like talk away from the questions a little bit. Well, I mean, it's still a question, but it's, you know, we just saw you guys play basketball, not even
Franklin College.
Was that 2 days ago? Yes, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
2 days.
Yeah, two days ago. So, look, how did you feel about that game?
I had a lot of emotions, you know, like first game out in Meigs. I mean, it wasn't like official, but. I had a lot of emotions, you know, the things we've been harping on in practice, it was just like, is it going to show up?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the mistakes they're like manageable. So that's always like comforting knowing that, oh, all we have to do is talk more. It's not a matter of effort or we don't know how to play with each other. That's not it at all. It's just like the small things that we can work on. So that's good to know.
Yeah, and I was watching. I liked it. I liked, like, y'all this year. I really do have faith in y'all. And then another thing is, like, most of y'all mistakes, I feel like those are easy fixes. I feel like y'all went into the game knowing that the competition level was a little, you know, it's just an exhibition game. But I know when it comes to actual season games, yeah, y'all going to come with that right mindset. So
yeah.
I just wanted to know your little opinion on that.
Yeah, y'all was hooping.
But, you know.
How much y'all went by? Like 20?
20-something. Lucas, you was there?
I was there. I forgot, though. Because at first it was close.
Oh, yeah. He was sitting next to me the whole time. I don't know what he's...
Did you have Aces gear on?
Yes.
Probably.
We was behind you. We was literally behind your bench.
For real?
Yes.
I only see, like, donors.
Oh, Tamisha? You in here?
Yes. No, I'm so real. We was saying that.
I was
like, Tamisha.
Lucas is bogus, bro. I don't know if he's being for real, bro.
He was literally next... Yeah, no, he was next to me.
I was there.
He was. It was,
I'm coming to every home game this year.
For real?
Yeah. I was slacking last year.
If I had my car right now, I'd come to not every away game, but like the ones in Indy.
Right. Fair.
But yeah, I got faith in, look, oh my God, I don't know what it was, but you did this move. You was at the top of the key. You did like a little pump.
Oh, my grown woman move. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Because look,
bounce back.
The fact that girl like felt for it, knows so that you can slow. either drive and, hey, I've been hyping you up since last year. Lucas can vouch for me. I know for a fact you can shoot. So you one of my favorite shooters on the team. Hey, even though you don't shoot that much.
I remember like second practice, he was like, she got a nice stroke. She my favorite shooter on the team.
This one I didn't even know you. Like this one you was start working back and your knee was hurting. I was like, I don't know who that is. But she got a stroke.
Paul. Real.
But like,
real. Shout out my dad on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone got broke though Who was it?
Mackie Cutthroat.
She missed.
It don't count. Oh, okay, okay, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Was it second half?
No, first half.
It was first half. It was a good little move. Yeah.
She failed. Mm. The girl, like, blew the lane.
She smoked it.
I think it was me. I think it was number 20. I was proud. Yeah.
Yo, every time his player score, I did the same thing, though. When my number 11 score.
Is that what y'all be locked into? Yeah. Like, when you see him come out?
We'd be looking at her player and be like, is that me?
Do you think it's accurate? Like, what they be telling you?
Because number 11 for me, when I was number 11, she did exactly what I did. She caught the ball. It was a deep three, too. She just caught it, shot it. She only shot one shot.
She did a couple moves that I be doing at practice, but she missed them all. But I'm like, I be doing that.
Yo, Lucas be pissing me off with the slowest crossover, bro. And we all
they be falling for it. Like,
we bite on that shit.
Just a little bitty jab.
Just like,
they go the other way.
I say the only
every
thing
time.
The only thing that wasn't accurate was the center. Not y'all center, but the center that we were scouting for.
31.
You know, yeah, she was short.
Tori.
She was like, well, yeah, Tori.
Oh,
like,
oh, okay, okay, okay.
She was like 5'6".
In real life, she's like 5'6". The girl was 5'6". I was like, bro.
That's what it said on the scout. I think she was smaller than that.
Put me at center.
Low key, because that, when we seen them walk in and they were all like here to me, and I'm like, bro, somebody's lying on the scout. They be hyping up.
So we gonna name this episode "Get to Know Tamisha." Let's get to know you a little bit, Tamisha. You know, let people know about you.
What did you eat for breakfast today?
3 sausages, 2 waffles.
Damn, you got to memorize.
I had to log it, so that's.
Oh,
why.
You got to log.
Mm. Oh yeah, I forgot they had to do that. Yeah, they had to do that last year. I remember.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
What'd you eat for that's lunch?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of the day? Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
By far.
I don't even eat breakfast no more.
You're not allowed to eat candy and stuff?
No, you can. You can. The logging, like, stuff is not for, like, losing weight or gaining weight. It's just to, like, see what we're doing. So if issues occur, it's like, oh, well, you're eating enough, so let's see what it is. Or, oh, this is why, because you're not eating enough.
I would say breakfast. Like, at home it's breakfast, but, like, I have 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. classes, so, like, I don't get to eat breakfast. So mine is lunch.
But see, like, I don't really consider the time. It's just the type of food you eat, feel me? Mm. Like, I'd make breakfast food at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So, we're just talking about, like, meals. Yeah. Breakfast all day. I can.
If I had a log, bro, I'd have to have, like, 2 of them because I'd be throwing down all day.
Lucas. Everywhere we go, we have a BSU event.
I don't know how I'm skinny, bro. I don't know how I'm skinny.
What you eat this morning?
I forgot. I actually skipped breakfast.
No way.
I actually did. Because Mike was in the shower for like 50 minutes. I'm like, dang.
You cool?
I'm like, how long of a shower you need to take?
No, facts.
Nah, because on some real stuff, I told you, I don't got no 8 a.m. So like, I went back, took me a nap. I heard Lucas open the door. I ran to the shower.
You better hope. Ghost don't watch this. Listen
He's
to
sick.
This.
You're
look,
sick.
Look, chill. Y'all, I just be playing. I got an 8 a.m.
Mike, do you have to go?
Yeah. Look, it got so quiet. I'm like, dang, I didn't want to say yes at that point.
At that point, just stay.
So do you usually be eating before like our 6 a.m.?
No.
No, that's too early.
I can't eat
I was just wondering.
Bro, this man gets up. Bro, I woke up at 6:15.
I ate some of my Halloween candy. I left.
Lucas.
That's it.
No, he does be like. He
bro, did you take the rest of my Halloween candy that was in my room?
Mm-mm.
Because I came in, that shit was missing, bro. I was devastated.
It was you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you only gave me... I don't really like Snickers like that, but it's them little tiny ones. So, like, I didn't really want them for real.
I must have forgot.
Who's your roommates?
Me.
Kid named Patrick. And,
it was definitely Patrick.
Connor from theater.
Connor.
He had that toenail on the floor, bro. That's crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, there's a big-ass toenail on the floor on the steps.
And it wasn't my foot. My foot ain't that big.
Nah.
He took a picture of it?
No, Lucas did.
I took a video and sent it to him.
First of all, go back to that picture. That is like a reoccurring sticker in our group chat at the moment.
Who's our?
Our group chat.
How it get to the girls' group chat?
I don't know, but.
I sent it to Anita. Oh.
Understand that this is a sticker that I now have.
Dude.
Use it daily.
Nah, that's bro, funny. Chill out.
Y'all, if y'all, yeah, I know y'all can't see, but it's just a picture of Lucas in practice making like a funny face.
Me making a funny face.
What's your, what, is your favorite thing to do on campus? I know there's not a lot to do on campus because we're at a small campus. Ain't no shame. There's nothing much to do here, but what do you like to do here?
Man, get in the gym. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm joking. I be to myself a lot. So, like, I be vibing out in my room, listening to music, watching TV. Fortnite. I do have Fortnite.
Okay.
Y'all trying to hop on later? Question mark?
He actually be playing.
OG's coming back. You know that? Tomorrow.
The old map from
OG Fortnite. You must not be a sweat. You don't know what that means.
Okay, Tamisha got it. I got it. You got it.
You want Xbox?
No, PlayStation.
I mean, it don't matter. It's crossplay. Yeah. But I have PlayStation too. But like, yeah.
Hey.
Damn, y'all primitive.
Alana got Fortnite too.
She do have Fortnite. We can all play.
We gotta run, bro. I gotta come out of retirement.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say the gym though, because I ain't gonna hold you. A couple times in the past 2 weeks, I just go to y'all gym, turn on some music.
I would literally sleep in the gym, especially with the music.
How do you go in their gym, bro? I've been trying to use the sled.
You have to go before the actual Carson closes, because if not,
no, I mean like the gym they be using.
Yeah, what's wrong with?
I don't even know where it is. It's under the soccer stadium, isn't it?
Huh?
No, not their gym.
Oh, what gym are you talking about?
The basketball gym,
like the court.
Oh, I don't care about that. Nah.
Talk about the gym.
So yeah, I have a question. Like, y'all don't be practicing, but like y'all practice. But like, how do you keep up your skill set? You feel me? Like,
bro, I was just thinking about this the other day because beginning of this year practice, like I couldn't shoot. Like I was airballing. Like everything felt weird.
No, he was.
But it's like every now and then, like you know, I work at the fitness center. Mm-hmm. So like after my shift, I'll get like 10 minutes of shots.
Same. That's what I do. Like,
it used to be last year. I used to be in there like all the time.
Every
like,
day, we used to be like, in there all the time. And I think
that's why I was so nice last year before I broke my shoulder. Like I was nice, but now it's like
shoulder. He bruised it.
No, it was broke. It was fractured.
Okay, that's not broken.
That's what the doctor said, bro.
Bro, you was still
fractured.
Playing too. That's the
thing. Tell about
fracture.
I
stopped.
How you gonna
for like
tell
a
him
month,
what he did
though.
To his shoulder?
On me.
I was there. Oh wait, you did stop.
No, you were there. Yeah. What happened?
I broke it back home. You weren't even there.
I know you left, and then you came back, and I was like, "Where's Lucas?" And you was like, "Bro, I can't. My shoulder."
No, when I broke it, it was in St. Louis playing basketball.
Yeah, no, it was like during break, and then you came back.
And
yeah,
I came back, and my shoulder was messed up, bro. And then I asked the old athletic trainer dude, and he's like, move it like this. Okay, move it like that. He's like, it shouldn't be broken. And then I went to my doctor back home, and they did a little x-ray, and they're like, yeah, it's been fractured.
Oh.
So I'm like, damn.
Shout out, TC.
I tried to play on it one practice. I'm like, I'm not doing this again.
Well, realistically, if you can move your arm, it can't be broken, though. Like, usually if something's broken, it would hurt to move.
It did hurt to move.
But, like.
I was going through it.
Bro, we would see you around, and, like, you were not using that arm at all.
No.
Like, see you in Ridge, and be like, what happened? We ain't know nothing about nothing.
That shit was.
But realistically. Just to keep up with your game, you don't gotta do so much. Like, you don't have to train like Kyrie Irving.
No. I feel you, but like, yeah, you would think y'all be in the gym a lot.
Well, same as him. I'm work at the fitness center too, so like, right. I'll just always go there. But like, besides that, if my shot's off, my shot's off. But like, yeah, I'll just go to the fitness center and hope for a good. It's probably just the runs we do. Like, we either run versus each other or, like, 21 with other people games.
I haven't been to them runs in a minute.
Man, since...
I feel like I just get better, like, the more we practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially, it takes a while to get used to the little-ass ball.
Man.
Girls ball.
Going from y'all basketballs to, like, big basketballs. What do you feel about... How do you feel about that, actually? Like, do you like the men's balls or, like, the girls' balls better?
I mean, genuinely, I don't feel like there's no...
Because you grew up hooping with your brother.
Right. And my hands are large anyway, so it's not... Come on, Mike. Chill out.
Can you palm it?
I can. Both men's and women's.
Oh, I can on a good day.
I can palm a girl's ball on a good day.
Yeah, no, it really don't feel no... I mean, obviously, there's a difference, but, like, it don't feel...
Like, if you
different.
Could play with the men's ball at y'all games, would you be fine with that?
Yeah. That'd be... Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's more... a mental, because whenever I shoot with the girls ball, I'm thinking like I need to shoot it lighter.
Mm.
But then when I just started shooting it normal, I get used to it.
You'll be irritating me, Mike. Fudge, Derek.
Mike with his little 2K steals. He'd be deflecting them passes.
He'd be yelling. He'd be like, hey. I'd be like, bro, he's a troll. You're trolling.
I'd be getting hyped too. He'd be like, and why?
He did that to me, bro.
I'm like, chill out, Fudge.
I love stealing.
That's a little girl.
Y'all like to pass with y'all eyes. So I know if you're behind me, I know that someone's going to pass the ball. So I just jump as high as I can.
That's real. Nah, Lucas, you can't say nothing about him getting hyped. But that's a little girl. You try to dunk on us.
And then you be snatch blocking them.
Oh my god! We're doing tag ups. I'm literally tagged to Lucas. He turns on his jets. He's just going. I'm like, bro, don't piss me off, Lucas. And she was like, just stay with him.
Intensity.
Or bro, something. And
I be
like,
feeling so bad. Like Maggie was behind me one time. I think it was Anita. But it's like y'all are sinners, and I'm zooming. Y'all, of course, y'all not close. And she over here like, hey, just make sure y'all stay. You know, stay together. Bro, I'm gone.
You're flying.
The tag up. She's like, okay, whenever he turns around like that,
just hit him.
Go crash, just hit him. I'm like, I ain't even crash. I'm not going to lie.
That's bro. Yes, bro. I turned and I said, bro, you know you didn't crash. He said, always. No.
Like, it's different if it was a guard that I like zoom past, but like, come on, bro. It's kind of not fair.
He be turning on the jets. It be blowing me, bro. Him, Fudge, Coach Doty.
Bro, y'all Coach Tyler be hooping. He been hooping lately the last two practices.
I can beat him in a 1-on-1. I still want to play him in a 1v1. Bro.
He got a nice little stroke on him.
I would beat him 21-0.
Oh, 21-0?
21-0. Coach Anda, too. 21-0. Doty is the only dude that I know that will actually like beat me at least 100-0. He's got grown man strength.
Yeah, grown man, yeah.
Remember when he joined our 21 game and he just won? He won and then left? Like, bro, he literally just he said, let me get a quick shot. He ended up playing. We played King of the Court.
Mm-hmm. That ain't happening again.
He scored 7 straight and left. I said, bro.
I don't know about 7 straight, but that ain't happening again.
That was crazy.
This is cool. So much going on.
21-0, I'm saying you got to give Tyler at least 9.
That's if I leave him open. Realistically, if I'm playing
defense.
Because
if he gets a shot off.
If 3 dribbles. We doing the regular way. Three dribbles, one possession. He's not scoring more than 3 points, if anything. Coach Tyler, if you're watching this, we can play 1v1 anytime. Oh,
don't say this to Coach.
No, I'm not. What was I going to say, though? Last question before we wrap this up. So I had seen Shaq do an interview with Andrew Reese, right?
Them little booty shorts you had on?
Dude, no.
Bro, come on, bro.
Imagine you dunking.
Bro, I hate it when he... No, but for real, though. No, he did say some... Shaq is crazy. But one thing he did say was, like, if the rims were lowered to like 9'5" or 9 foot, would you be more inspired to dunk? Like even right now, would you want to dunk?
Absolutely not.
That's
why not?
That's
too much weight on my little knees to be getting up and down. I already run a lot.
Yeah, even if it's like a standing dunk, because I feel like you could though.
Man, you got to get that a little lower. 9.5. That's still
okay. The rim was like 8.5 feet.
8.5.
Let's just say it was at the practices, bro. Who you think would be dunking, getting up the most? Probably, what's her name? Kylie. Because she be going full head of steam every time.
I think Cam.
She probably be booming on y'all.
Especially the way she be, when she splits. Oh, yeah. Into the rim. Yeah, Cam or Ju.
She's shifty. Oh, yeah, Ju, bro.
But I think Ju on, like, a fast break. Not like.
Yeah, on a fast, but Ju's fast. And I, when she be, like, splitting the defense, oh, yeah, she's tough. But, yeah, that's all the questions I had today.
I'm about to get ASMR.
This was Tamisha. Shout out to Tamisha. All right, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say to the world?
Go Aces.
Okay.
She said, go Aces. Before we end this off.
Oh, you gonna say the.
No, you got it this time.
Are y'all about to play Uzi?
Hold on, I got to do the little disclaimer.
Like
I got to find
disclaimer
it.
Disclaimer at the end. But before she ends it, Dozier. Just did it.
Just did it.
Me, y'all. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors. And engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. All right, y'all. Peace.